Best Arkham Horror LCG Investigator Decks on Amazon in 2026. Marie vs. Andre vs. Carolyn vs. Tommy vs. Miguel. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Marie Lambeau is the safest single 2026 Investigator Deck purchase for most players because she combines clue progress, card selection, and flexible spell play. Andre Patel has the highest all-round ceiling and is excellent solo, but can feel generous. Carolyn Fern is the best multiplayer support clue specialist. Tommy Muldoon is the clearest fighter. And Miguel de la Cruz is the most novel positional puzzle. These are ready-to-play investigator decks, not campaigns. You still need a core set and scenario content. On April 17, 2026, Arkham Horror LCG's starter deck shelf changed. Fantasy Flight's new Chapter 2 line put Tommy, Carolyn, Andre, Marie and Miguel into evergreen ready-to-play boxes with upgrade cards. That makes older Best Starter Deck articles actively confusing. The classic Nathaniel, Harvey, Winifred, Jacqueline and Stella decks are out of print, while Amazon now carries the 5 new releases. Margot checked every exact Amazon ASIN, Fantasy Flight's release article, current deck and card references, and the post-release debate around power, true solo, role overlap and out-of-box coherence. This ranking does not pretend a fighter and support investigator are competing for the same chair. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What are the new 2026 Arkham Horror Investigator decks? The 5 current evergreen boxes are Tommy Muldoon, Carolyn Fern, Andre Patel, Marie Lambeau and Miguel de la Cruz. Each contains a pre-built playable deck plus upgrade cards. They extend a collection. They do not include a scenario campaign, chaos bag, tokens or the full rules. A buyer entering through the 2026 Chapter 2 core set can add any one of these and play it against core or other campaign scenarios. Revised core owners can also use them. The line is designed as a fresh backbone for Chapter 2, so best should mean best new job for your table, not the box with the loudest combo. Which Arkham Horror Investigator deck is best overall? Marie Lambeau is the safest overall buy. Her damage-triggered card selection, clue capability and spell flexibility give a new or medium-sized collection a deck that can function before the binder becomes encyclopedic. Community reaction after release, consistently, places Marie among the most satisfying complete boxes, especially for players who want to discover lines rather than follow one obvious weapon script. Andre Patel is the power answer, succeeding by 2 converts' competence into extra action economy, and his scene management package reaches across clues, movement and problem-solving. That ceiling makes him a superb true solo or small collection investigator. It also explains the recurring caveat: experienced players who value Arkham's desperation may find his successful turns unusually generous. Is the Marie Lambeau Investigator deck worth it? Yes. Marie Lambeau's Mystic deck is the best first current deck for a player who wants clues, card choice and dramatic risk, without needing a full collection to make the investigator coherent. Her ability rewards surviving controlled damage with card selection, which creates decisions even when the obvious spell is not in hand. She works in true solo better than a narrow support investigator, because the deck can keep moving while handling encounter pressure. In multiplayer, establish her clue engine, and let a dedicated fighter intercept enemies before damage timing becomes accidental. The common upgrade mistake is adding more expensive spells before fixing resources and test consistency. Is the Andre Patel Investigator deck too strong? Andre Patel is the best choice when you want a deck that reveals the pleasure of action compression immediately. His Succeed by 2 trigger creates extra actions and rewards planning test margins rather than merely passing. In true solo, that flexibility is priceless because one investigator must discover clues, move, survive and solve enemies. Too strong is a table tone question. Andre can make a small collection feel capable and can rescue a new player from turns where nothing happens. At an expert table on easy, his action economy may flatten tension, increase difficulty only after the group understands why it is succeeding. Do not punish one investigator by quietly changing deck rules. When should you buy Carolyn, Tommy or Miguel? Buy Carolyn Fern for a 3 or 4 player group that takes horror and clue pressure seriously. Her support is productive. Healing horror advances the team rather than pausing the scenario. by Tommy Muldoon when the table needs a readable guardian who can intercept enemies, manage ammunition and protect allies. His plan is clear, but the deck appreciates economy and draw attention. By Miguel de la Cruz when you want the strangest spatial puzzle. Traps, tricks, location knowledge and an extra event action reward foresight, especially on larger or branching maps. His value is more scenario-dependent than Marie's or André S. That is texture, not failure. He is the least automatic purchase and perhaps the most interesting fifth one. Which investigator deck is best for solo, two players or four players? True solo, Marie or André. Both have enough breadth to avoid losing because the deck omitted one entire job. Two-handed solo, Tommy plus Marie creates the clearest enemy clue split and teaches role protection. Two players, André plus Tommy is fast and direct. Marie plus Miguel is more positional and surprising. Three or four players, Carolyn becomes a premium pick because horror healing and clues scale with teammates who can protect her. Do not choose two investigators whose descriptions both say flexible and assume flexibility equals coverage, name the enemy lead, clue lead and support layer before the first mulligan. Arkham is cruelest to a team whose jobs become clear only after an enemy engages the wrong person. How should you upgrade a pre-built investigator deck? Play the pre-built list once before replacing 10 cards. Record what actually failed. Resources, test margins, action economy, card access, enemy control or clue tempo. Spend early experience on the failure that repeated, not the card with the most exciting ceiling. Every current deck includes upgrade options, so a small collection can make meaningful campaign decisions without buying another investigator box. Marie usually wants stable resource and spell access before more expensive magic. André wants tests that succeed by the required margin without wasting cards. Carolyn wants the team to agree which horror and clue windows she owns. Tommy wants ammunition, economy and enough card flow to keep the weapon plan online. Miguel wants scenario-aware events and a table willing to let traps mature. Should you buy the old 2020 Investigator starter decks? Nathaniel Cho, Harvey Walters, Winifred Habermock, Jacqueline Fine and Stella Clark are the classic 2020 Investigator starter decks. They are out of print in the current official product model, and Amazon searches increasingly root toward the 2026 line. They remain good card pools if found near their original retail range, but they are not the current default recommendation. Do not pay scarcity pricing because an old guide called Stella or Jacqueline essential. The new Chapter 2 decks are in print ready to play and designed to form the current evergreen foundation. Buy an older deck only when you specifically want that investigator or its cards and the listing is exact. What is the best Arkham Horror Investigator deck buying order? One deck, Marie Lambeau. Two decks, add Tommy Muldoon for a clean clue fighter pair, or André Patel for solo breadth and power. Three decks, add Carolyn Fern if the table plays multiplayer. Complete set, add Miguel de la Cruz when you want scenario where trap play. If you do not own a core set, start with Chapter 2 core or the compatible rules foundation you already own. Five investigator decks without a campaign are five excellent people waiting outside a locked house. Final verdict. Buy Marie if you want one safe answer. Buy André if you want maximum action economy and solo flexibility. Buy Carolyn for a three or four player table, Tommy for a clean fighter, and Miguel for a positional event and trap puzzle. Do not pay collector pricing for the discontinued 2020 starter decks unless you specifically want their card pools. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Arkham Horror Investigator deck in 2026? Marie Lambeau is the safest overall current purchase. André Patel has the highest all-round ceiling. The best deck for a specific group depends on the job it is missing. Which investigator deck is best for true solo? Marie Lambeau and André Patel are the safest current true solo choices because both can cover multiple scenario jobs. Which investigator deck is best for beginners? Tommy Muldoon has the clearest fighter plan. Marie Lambeau is the better one-box purchase for a beginner comfortable with spell timing and clue work. Which investigator deck is strongest? André Patel has the most obvious action economy ceiling, while Marie Lambeau is the most broadly self-contained. Strength still changes with campaign, difficulty and group role. Are the 2026 investigator decks standalone games? Number each contains a ready-to-play investigator deck and upgrades, but you still need a core set, tokens, rules and scenario content. Do the Chapter 2 investigator decks work with revised core? Yes, They are investigator player card products for Arkham Horror, the card game, and can join a compatible collection. Are the old Nathaniel, Harvey, Winifred, Jacqueline, and Stella decks still worth it? They remain useful at a fair price, but they are out of print and should not be bought at inflated collector prices merely because older guides call them essential. Should I buy all 5 investigator decks? Only if you want the complete card pool and 5 distinct play styles. Most players should buy one for an empty table role, play it, then add another after a campaign exposes a need. Are all buy links direct Amazon product pages? Yes, every product CTA uses the exact verified Amazon ASIN and the Puzzlewick affiliate tag.